Native Beach Microbes Against Oil Spills, November 12, 2025. Oil spills in Lebanon have many sources, including ports, power plants, fishing vessels, and even routine loading and unloading of shipping containers at boatyards. The battle to clean up these spills usually involves physical removals, chemical dispersants, and, in some instances, the use of lab-grown microbes modified to degrade oil and tar. But there's another invisible crew already at work on the coastal beaches themselves. Native microbes that are at work breaking down pollution. Environmental microbiologist Doreen Salam studies this hidden workforce, and her latest research makes a clear case that in many real-world spill scenarios, working to enhance local microbes, also known as bioremediation, cleans coastlines more effectively and with fewer side effects than chemicals. We can rely on the beach's own microbiome to do the heavy lifting safely and sustainably, she says. We just need to give them the proper tools and environment to do so effectively. The heart of her findings is simple and powerful. Help the residents, and they clean faster. Even among those who agree that supporting the local biosphere is the best way to address oil spills, there is disagreement. While the addition of lab-engineered superbugs meant to devour oil, a process called bioaugmentation, has garnered the most attention in the field, Salam has found that simply giving local, existing microbes what they need to thrive, a process called biostimulation, is more effective. When comparing the two in a lab, the research has shown that biostimulation is more efficient in most cases, she says. The reason for this is practical. Bio-augmented microbe strains often face a lag time as they adapt to a new habitat they did not evolve to survive in, while local microbes are already tuned to the water's chemistry, salinity, and shifting tides. What does biostimulation look like? Think of it as feeding the workers and clearing their path. Microbes need small amounts of nutrients, such as nitrogen and phosphorus, to build cells and sustain their metabolism. Add the right balance, and they multiply and metabolize faster. Add too much, and you risk fueling algae growth instead of cleanup. Salam likens it to a recipe. We add based on a given ratio, with proper planning so nitrogen and phosphorus are consumed with the existing contamination without really leaving extra nutrients in the environment. Crucially, Salam's team doesn't treat beaches as static backdrops, but instead as living systems capable of learning. After tar washed ashore in southern Lebanon a few years ago, Salam and her students documented a striking shift in the microbial community along the coast, including an increase in hydrocarbon-degrading bacteria that mirrors how forests regenerate different species after a fire. In other words, the ecosystem recruits its own specialists as conditions change. Recognizing that choreography can enable responders to work with nature's plan rather than against it, there's human practicality to this science. Chemical dispersants, often used in oil spill cleanups, push pollution into the ocean or the air, explains Salam. Our research shows that bioremediation threads a different needle. It's site-specific, relatively low cost, and if done with care, leaves fewer side effects behind. It doesn't replace every other tool in the kit, but it gives coastal communities a way to keep healing long after the headlines move on. Strategy, however, matters. Salam emphasizes the importance of sampling first to understand which microbes are present, how much oil is present, and whether nutrients are limited. From there, the remediation plan can range from gentle to active, from letting nature take its course, natural attenuation, to targeted nutrient additions and periodic monitoring, ensuring this recipe stays on track. The beach is not just a victim, but an agent in its own recovery, says Salam. This work turns local experience into practical know-how that any coastal cleanup effort can adapt to by respecting the ecosystem, learning its rhythms, and giving its smallest citizens the conditions to do their biggest work. Are you a member of the media looking to speak with an AUB expert on this topic or others? Please email media inquiries at aub.edu.